Fagan Family Newsletter Number 2. The Family of Little Mary Fagan and the Truth About the Leo Frank Case. In 2019, under intense pressure from the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard established the Conviction Integrity Unit, which is intended to reverse the 1913 conviction of the murderer and rapist Leo Frank. All evidence proves that Frank murdered our beloved family member, 13-year-old little Mary Fagan, but many outright lies have been told about the case that must be corrected. Go to littlemaryfagan.com for more truth about the murder of little Mary Fagan. Leo Frank, sexual predator, the Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein of his era. On Saturday, April 26, 1913, Confederate Memorial Day, 13-year-old Mary Fagan arrived at the National Pencil Company office of her boss, Leo Frank, to collect her pay of $1.20. And just like Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein, B'nai B'rith President Leo Frank used the opportunity to lure little Mary Fagan to a back area of the factory and attempt to sexually assault her. Mary resisted Frank with all of her might, and in the struggle, he struck her and then strangled her to death. At his murder trial, 20 of Leo Frank's own female employees bravely took the witness stand and testified to Frank's history of sexual deviance and harassment. They testified that he got too familiar, put his hands on them, tried to corner them, and proposed sexual acts to them for money. 14-year-old Nellie Pettis recounted how Frank had propositioned her for sex, and 16-year-old Nellie Wood testified that Frank pushed himself against her and touched her breast. Several male employees, Tom Blackstock and others, also described how they had witnessed Frank rubbing himself against young female workers. The testimony was so explicit that the judge had to clear the courtroom of women. These young girls were the real pioneers of today's #Me Too movement. Leo Frank's lawyers did not even attempt to cross-examine any of the girls who testified at his trial. Instead, the defense attorneys told the jury that Frank's behavior was a sign that we are getting more broad-minded. Deliver me from one of these prudish fellows that never looks at a girl and never puts his hands on her. He's the kind that I wouldn't trust behind the door. This man, Leo Frank, was so detestable that even his most ardent supporters felt he was creepy to even be around. Chicago icon Albert Lasker, a Jewish philanthropist and the father of modern advertising, paid millions, in today's money, for Frank's defense. But he privately admitted that at their first meeting in Frank's jail cell, it was very hard for us to be fair to him. He impressed us as a sexual pervert. Now, he may not have been, or rather a homosexual or something like that, Lasker was not even convinced that Frank was innocent. Today, a tiny group of powerful people are working behind the scenes to exonerate this convicted murderer Leo Frank, just like those who schemed to get a sweetheart deal for the convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. And they are actually rewriting history to accomplish this. The smearing of little Mary Fagan by the supporters of Leo Frank. We know that the alleged rapist Harvey Weinstein hired the Israeli firm Black Cube to smear the young women who accused him. Gloria Allred's daughter, lawyer Lisa Bloom, actually offered Weinstein her services to plant slanderous lies about one of Weinstein's accusers on the internet. Bloom said what her goal was, so that when someone Googles her, this is what pops up, and she's discredited. And that is the same tactic they are using on our family. At this very moment, the internet is being censored to keep the public away from factual, truthful information about Leo Frank. Visit our website at com to see a list of the many links that have been removed in just the last few weeks. Why are they doing this? What are they trying to hide? Did they hire Lisa Bloom? They are trying to blame the victim, Mary Fagan, and sully her reputation. They say, why would Mary go to the factory alone, knowing of Frank's reputation? The fact is, Mary, who had been laid off, tried to get her co-worker Helen Ferguson to pick up her pay, but Frank refused, saying that Mary must come herself the next day. Certainly, Frank was a pervert, but until then, he had not shown himself to be violent, and he had not been known to murder. Several other girls were also coming in that Saturday for their pay, and despite the holiday, many people had come to the factory for other business-related activities. Literally, Just minutes before she arrived in Frank's office, two other female workers, a secretary, the office boy, a janitor, and the factory foreman, had been there performing various tasks. Yet another woman was at the factory visiting her husband who was working on the above floor, so Mary could never have believed she was in danger. She planned to collect her pay and go on her way to see the Confederate Day parade. This latest attack by the ADL on the character of Little Mary Fagan in its disgusting attempt to exonerate this Epstein-like murderer is as low as it gets. Get involved. The Fagan family will continue to spread the truth of the Leo Frank case. Little Mary and the 20 young girls who Frank molested will not be forgotten. We have researched this case for many decades and published our research in a 1987 book titled The Murder of Little Mary Fagan. Download the free PDF here. PDF, all of our information is diligently backed up by facts. An excellent audiobook prepared by the American Mercury can be heard here. Book the Leo Frank case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man, Part 1/ Everyone can get involved to ensure that the Fulton County prosecutor will not be forced to give a Jeffrey Epstein deal to the convicted rapist murderer, Leo Frank. Pass this and future Fagan family newsletters on to your friends and families. Read the Fagan family position paper here. WP Content, Uploads, 2019-07 Fagan family position paper, June 11, 19. PDF contact Mary Fagan Keene for lectures and interviews at Pioneers of the #MeToo Movement. 7 of the 20 girls who testified about the sexual harassment by Leo Frank Mary.